This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Resolution is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Violence is never a legitimate form of protest. Freedom of speech and assembly under the Constitution is rooted in nonviolence.
That was the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Before that, Nancy Pelosi. The big story, of course, buzzing across the land and beyond our borders is impeachment part two. For the first time in our history, folks, a president has been impeached twice. President Trump. Wow. 10 Republicans joined Democrats in charging him with incitement to insurrection. And that's where we begin this show. So much to talk about with the things that are going on the Hill, including the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach. Last time that did not happen. This is a different situation. The president himself releases a video calling for calm, but he doesn't talk about the impeachment. Again, the House voted 232 to 197 to impeach Trump a week after the riot. Again, Kate Delaney here navigating these choppy waters that are happening and flowing around America. It is more divided than ever, and crazy stories are coming out of that Capitol riot. So you have the impeachment, maybe the shock of that. Then what does that mean and what the aftermath is? So I'm going to get to the aftermath first. So now that you've got this impeachment, what does that mean, and where does the nation go from there? Well, President-elect Joe Biden urged the Senate to conduct the impeachment trial of the president while simultaneously working on other issues that are critical to the nation, he's saying, and really referring a lot to the pandemic, obviously, and the vaccine and what's happening there. So he released a statement saying that the House's vote to impeach and hold the president accountable was a bipartisan vote cast by members who followed what he's calling the Constitution and their conscience. Biden says, I want to hit the ground running on all this economic and public health problems and my initiatives to take care of that when he jumps into office next week. He said the Senate needs to be able to follow through on the impeachment trial, but while working on his agenda, while working on his agenda. He's made it clear he's not enthusiastic for Trump's impeachment. I mean, he was silent several hours after the historic action, and many aides were starting to say that the president-elect was planning to release a statement about the impeachment, but that the timing underscores the other priorities that need to happen. But this is the reality. Impeachment is one more thing that Biden inherits from the Trump presidency and that we as Americans have to process and deal with while we're dealing with COVID-19 and the COVID-19 legislation that they're talking about outlining and talking about in greater detail perhaps on Thursday, because they're working behind the scenes with Senate Democrats and House impeachment managers too to keep the impeachment trial, they're saying, as swift as possible. But how do you do that? How do you make that successful in the middle of switching and transition of power that we're having in the United States? And I can only imagine, and just by what I've heard on the phone and what people have sent to me, have emailed me as to what the rest of the world is seeing when they see this, when they hear that Kevin McCarthy, by the way, who had strong words but opposed impeachment. He was not one of the 10 Republicans that went all in on impeachment. I mean, you've got, what, 7 days to go in the Trump presidency, basically. And he said the president, this is McCarthy, he said the president bears responsibility for the attack on Congress by mob rioters, but urging for calm, that's part of it. He urged for calm, too. He criticized the president's role in inflaming the violence. He joined the majority of his caucus that objected to the certification of electoral college results that Trump had called for and were the focal point of the rioters' rage. And, you know, this is a guy who was once thought to potentially be a chief of staff for the Trump White House. So he said he swatted down some of the theories that Antifa and left-wing groups were actually responsible. He said some say the riots were caused by Antifa. This is McCarthy. He said there's absolutely no evidence of that, and conservatives should be the first to say no, no, no. That's not it. They should be the first to say so. But again, he called for calm, and he called for not impeaching the president while 10 other Republicans decided that, again, they would go all in. What's now happening, too, with the FBI is they're unpacking stories about lawmakers who were complicit in helping the rioters because that there was a group that were very organized and they had an agenda that they were trying to unfurl when they went in to the Capitol. And in fact, some of them, according to what's kind of leaking out from the FBI, were taking tours and knew some of what to expect. Panic buttons were removed the day before. So there is a huge investigation into this reconnaissance tours that happened, and that is incredibly shocking. Shocking in a sense, but it did seem organized. So it seemed like an inside job. Anyone with a pair of eyes combing through the video would have probably come to that conclusion. It certainly looked that way to me. So they're saying now that members of Congress, or several members of Congress, they believe that are involved in the attack, and they should be expelled from Congress from holding elected office again and be prosecuted criminally as well, saying that if you're involved in this insurrection, it's a criminal attack on the United States to derail the democracy, you should be subjected to prosecution. And some of those names started to also emerge, and they emerged because Ali Alexander, who organized Stop the Steal rallies around the country, he said three Republican lawmakers, Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar, and Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama, helped him plan and schemed up the Washington rally. And if you remember, there was one point where, and there was something that came out about this, he said in a video that went viral, "We're working with members of Congress while other people are trying to showboat." So will those three, I'm sure there's questions surrounding that, will those three ultimately end up being charged with something, and will they lose their office? And again, all speculation at this point. More to come from D.C. on D.C. Next.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Attack on the Capitol was undemocratic, un-American, and criminal. Violence is never a legitimate form of protest. Freedom of speech and assembly under the Constitution is rooted in nonviolence.
All right, once again, that was Kevin McCarthy's words. He did not back up the president. He wasn't one of the 10. He did not vote for impeachment, but he slammed the president for inciting some of those rioters and what happened on the Hill. And you heard what he said there about violence one more time. And, you know, this is the point. So that's the key word, the violence. And now some of the details that are starting to really emerge when you realize just how awful that was and the fact that there was inside help and how that's being put together, the case for who is to blame for that siege on our most sacred institute. I love being American. I love democracy. I've seen what it looks like in other places where they don't have democracy. And I'm appalled at some of the people that were involved in this, like an Olympic swimmer, 5-time Olympic swimming medalist Cleet Keller was charged Wednesday with participating in the riot at the Capitol. Why? Because a video came out. This guy is tall. He's like 6'6". He had, a Team USA jacket on. And immediately, from the screenshots, from the video, people recognized him. So he knowingly entered into a restricted building to impede the government functions. Disorderly conduct, obstructing law officers during the whole outrageous, frightening ordeal. So, this is a guy who represented the United States of America, 38 years old now. He competed in the 2000, 2004, 2008 Summer Olympics. He captured two golds and a silver as a member of the 800-meter freestyle relay, as well as a pair of individual bronzes in the 400 free. He's very popular. A lot of swimmers liked Keller a lot. And, you know, now people are desperately trying to get a hold of his family. They're not commenting. I think they're kind of in shock. Keller's alleged participation in the protest was reported by SwimSwam originally. It's a site dedicated to covering competitive swimming and other aquatic sports. So the video was there. See, these people, I don't know if they realize this, but they were everywhere on social media. So it was on social media because you could see a very tall guy wearing a U.S. Olympic team jacket right in the middle of the rioters when the officers tried to clear the rotunda. I mean, it's a pretty distinctive jacket, and that's the only way you get this one particular jacket. And he was so tall. I mean, this is a guy who trained under Bob Bowman, who's known for being the coach and mentor of Michael Phelps, the winner of the most gold medals in Olympic history. And you got to think about this. Again, this was no Tea Party event. This was something completely different. It was a melee that left five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. So now Team USA has to release a statement. And that's exactly what they do. Sarah Hirschland, the CEO of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, she said, "I strongly condemn the actions of the rioters at the U.S. Capitol. They do not represent the values of the United States of America or of Team USA." She went on to say, "At home and around the world, Team USA athletes are held to a very high standard. They represent our country on the field of play and off it. What happened in Washington, D.C. was a case where that standard was clearly not met. The people involved attacked the fabric of democracy we all proudly represent." Boy, she said it so well. "And in turn, also let our community down." And that's exactly what he did. And I'm so stunned because of how heroic he was in the pool. One thing to protest, not like the election results, be a huge Donald Trump fan, want him to remain president, all of that, fine. But to be there in the rotunda, wow. Now the question is, does he have his medals stripped from him? The International Olympic Committee has only stripped medals from athletes who violated doping rules or other regulations during competition. And I would have said before this is a good guy. I mean, this is a guy who helps kids. This is a guy who, like I said, was just an incredible swimmer. And, you know, I guess he struggled to adjust to not being an Olympian, to get away from the Olympic life and to do something with his life after he got out of the pool. And does this mean this is why he ended up in this crowd? I mean, you know, no, you can't point to that. But what a terrible thing to find out that Keller was part of that crew that was in there. And I say this, as I have said, from the very first time I've ever jumped on the air here, I completely support disagreement, criticism over the government, over particular lawmakers, all of that, because I think we have to hold politicians' feet to the fire in a sense, but not put them in the fire, not do what happened last week. No way, no how. It makes us look like some of the countries, frankly, that I was scared to death to be in when they were holding their elections. My big examples, the one I always talk about, is being in Mexico and seeing people being forced to vote a certain way and scared to death and seeing the fright in their face. And, oh, it just reminded me so much of that. So, again, the aftermath is now what happens. Chuck Schumer is saying the Senate could vote on barring Trump from running for office again, which is exactly what I thought was going to happen in 2024 with mega support, mega money in the war chest. So we'll see if that happens, that they hold a separate hearing on barring him from running from office. But again, you have to have the votes. So would the votes really be there for that? I mean, you know, would they be there? You did have 10 House members. Liz Cheney, especially condemning the president, and she wasn't alone in that. But while that's happening outside in the Capitol, in the rotunda, you had soldiers flowing in and out where it looked like we were in the Civil War. You have 20,000 plus troops guarding D.C. You have the Secret Service with, in the middle, and they would be, but in an even bigger operation to protect the inauguration. And they still think that there's going to be threats. Airbnb blocked D.C. reservations because they're afraid. They don't know who would possibly get an Airbnb. Wow. And then the questions are swirling about possible insider help for the attack. So the FBI is looking nationwide to see what's happening and telling every single police chief to be on high alert that this is not the end. And now impeachment two, I think, certainly deepens the Republican divide, because some are bailing on the president. And then you have Mitch McConnell, who was quoted all over the place, his aides and people around him, about his thoughts in the New York Times a couple of days ago. But you have yet to hear anything from Mitch McConnell. So in the Senate, which has to try the president after the House's impeachment vote, you've got the majority leader who's shown recently some impatience with the president, much more than his counterparts. McConnell, who had warned against the president's drive to challenge Joe Biden's victory, declined to rule on convicting the president. He said, I have not made a final decision on how I'll vote, and I intend to listen to the legal arguments when they are presented in the Senate. That's a message he sent to his colleagues. Rank-and-file senators are going to start picking sides as early as next week when the process of setting up a trial begins. You had plenty of thoughts on this. You know where I'm going. Yep, mailbag.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives have impeached President Trump for a second time, approving a charge of incitement of insurrection by a 232-197 vote. 10 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with all Democrats to approve the articles. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was signing the articles with a heavy heart.
I sadly am with a heart broken over what this means to our country, of a president who will incite insurrection, will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
While voting was taking place, President Trump released a video statement condemning the violence at the Capitol 1 week ago. He said that no real supporter of his would advocate for political violence.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag.
This is USA Radio News. California is expanding its coronavirus vaccination program, adding all residents 65 and older to its list of people who qualify for this phase of vaccination. In his announcement, Governor Gavin Newsom added that California is trying to secure more vaccines, as only 1% of Californians have received the shot. The expansion comes as the state is averaging more than 40,000 new infections a day. Another vaccine is showing promise, as Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot showed promising results in early-phase trials. In data reported Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the vaccine appeared to be safe, with immune responses shown in both elderly and younger volunteers. Data from the company's larger Phase 3 trial is expected later this month. A third approved vaccine would be welcoming in bolstering a vaccination operation that many health officials have said has been too slow. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine would simplify some areas of logistics, as only one shot is required, and it doesn't need to be stored at sub-zero temperatures when shipped. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail bag. Dig in the mail bag.
What? Dig in the mail bag.
All right, we head to the mailbag, and this is what we get from Joseph, who's listening to us in New Orleans. He says, Kate, I am so appalled by what happened last week. I'm still really trying to process it in my brain. I am a lifelong Republican, and I don't think the answer is to impeach Trump, because it just really pulls all this muckety-muck out even worse. I'm not saying he's not complicit in this and there shouldn't be something, I suppose, that happens. But I shockingly agree with Lindsey Graham, and I never agree with him. I think he's a punk out, whatever that means. But he was pushing Biden to tell the Democrats to drop impeachment. It didn't get dropped, so now here we go, and there's going to be a trial. And what does that mean? Ultimately, it means that we are just the laughing stock of the world. We can't defend our capital. We have all kinds of people that infiltrated the rotunda and hurt innocent people. And then apparently there were plans to actually go after lawmakers. Can you imagine if that had really, really happened? There are some angry folks in the United States, and they are serious cats. And I think we should all be concerned about that. All right, there's a couple of things in there. Yep, we should be concerned about that. Violence is not the answer, right? There's no question. The impeachment, you're right, the divide grows even bigger. It's just more of the divided states of America than divided Republican Party. And what happens with that, and how long does that go on, and how does that affect what is happening that is so critical with the beginning of a new administration, whether you like Biden, think it's weak, whatever, doesn't matter. I mean, let's, from that perspective of, okay, here we go. This is the president, and this is a new Congress, and these are the lawmakers, and it affects what's in your wallet. It affects what's happening in your backyard, so you've got to pay attention. And this isn't the Salem witch trials, so where's the humanitarian connection in all of us, where absolutely our right to be furious, our right to protest, 100%, 100% on board with that. But to keep seeing the U.S. be torn apart and battered around is so, it's so damn depressing. For me, it's so tough to process this, honestly. I think some people are burying their head in the sand. They're trying not to pay attention to this. I get it. But we have to be diligent in paying attention to what's happening here. And again, violence is absolutely not the answer. And having all these different trials go on at the same time is insane. The timing of all of this is crazy. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Mac Attack. Hey, Mac Attack. Mac Attack says, Kate, a lot of people are suspending political donations. In a way, I think it's a good thing because you have a lot of two-faced politicians that are talking out of both sides of their mouth. One second they support the president, and then when it's not convenient, they jump off of the train, as you said the other day, and they want their cake and eat it too. And I guess they were just waiting to see what would happen. And so if it's going to affect their reelection efforts, if they rely on some of these PACs, they don't want to lose those pennies for when they're running. And I'm talking about a lot of people. You know, it's interesting. Major League Baseball is the first professional sports league to say they're going to alter their lobbying strategy because of the Capitol riots. The Office of the Commissioner of Major League Baseball's Political Action Committee, see, you don't even realize sometimes where all this comes from, has donated almost $700,000 to Senate and House candidates since the 2016 election. About 52% of that money goes to Republican candidates, so a little bit more. And they're lobbying for things, obviously, that affect Major League Baseball players. And you know, there was a bill in 2018, the Save America's Pastime Act. And since the 2016 election cycle, Major League Baseball has made contributions to two senators and nine representatives who were among those opposing the certification of Biden's victory. The Republicans, Ted Cruz from Texas, Cindy Hyde Smith from Mississippi, the House Republicans, Roger Williams, Texas, Kevin McCarthy, who you heard earlier in the show, California, David Swikert from Arizona, and a couple of others. So this is a thing to watch. Watch where the money flows and where it doesn't go, and see what the reaction to that is. Even New York City, they are doing a couple of things, including New York City is ending. Mayor Bill de Blasio says that they're terminating $17 million worth of Trump contracts. So because of the insurrection, the Trump Organization is under city contract to operate two ice rinks. Did you know that? And a carousel in Central Park, which is very popular, a golf course in the Bronx, and the organization profits about $17 million a year from those sites. And so de Blasio said, yeah, we're severing the contracts. We're not doing it. So this breach on the 6th, that rally that turned into that riot, is affecting Republicans and the Republican president's business interest. Even the PGA of America voted Sunday to take the PGA championship away from his New Jersey golf course next year, which was so abrupt. And I think they were surprised by that. So more financial dominoes more financial dominoes, I think, will fall. All right, how about this one from Seth? He says, hey, Kate Delaney, I hear you talk about COVID and then swing into a few other things, which is good. I like when you kind of let us know, okay, we're on the roller coaster and now there's a lighter moment so the floor doesn't drop out. Although I wanted to ask about China and their lockdown, because I heard that they were locking down people in their homes or something, and I wondered what that was about. They must have had some sort of outbreak or something. Bingo. So, yeah, they, I think it's like 22, because you got to think of how big this is. This is a country. China's a country of 1.4 billion people, and so their lockdowns are just massive. 22 million is what they're saying now, because they've had some, a little bit of an outbreak. So in the United States, where we're averaging 250,000 new cases a day, you see what was happening with them. I mean, they were reporting just 109 new cases a day in a country that is that incredibly big. And the China National Health Commission, now, and this can be iffy, but they're not reporting any new deaths. But the World Health Organization said they have recorded 12 so far in 2021. So, you know, there's been a lot of skepticism of China's COVID-19 infections and death count. I mean, I think that's what you're referring to. But they, you know, they locked down 22 million people in their homes, and they think that's part of the reason why, and they're diligent about taking the swabs with the, you know, with the new outbreak and et cetera. And supposedly they say that's what's working. All right. Here's another one. And this one is about COVID. This one is from Ryan. Kate, when you look at COVID, would you feel safe taking the vaccine? I get the impression you would, no matter if it was Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, if they get the go-ahead in that. Yeah, damn straight. I'll take the vaccine. Thank you. I know plenty of people in the medical profession. I trust the people I know in the medical profession, which, by the way, they have different political persuasions. And they're actually not big drug pushers either, because drugs make the world go around. You know, the pharmaceutical companies and how much kickbacks, in a sense, kickbacks in a different way, that doctors can get. And the ones that I know, which I'm going to say is a fistful, they're not in that category. And I trust them. And I trust some of what I've read. Yes, it was quick. Yes, the FDA approved Operation Warp Speed style the vaccines pretty quickly. But I'm looking at real true data of what the reaction is to the people who have gotten them. And here's the thing. Do I want to be out in the world again, in the real world, where I'm, you know, people aren't walking around me and I'm not walking around them, and I'm not standing on a circle that says 6 feet away when I go to a Subway sandwich shop, and I'm not thinking, you know, everybody turns their head when somebody coughs. That's the world I want to go back to, right, where we can all semi-breathe again. So, yes, I am getting the vaccine. As soon as I can get the vaccine, I'm getting the vaccine. A lot of people I know, because of their professions, have gotten the vaccine, and I trust that opinion. You can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up, it is Nail the Score, 855-266-5283. Yes, we are lightening the load, 855-266-5283. You won't win Mega Millions money, but you'll win prizes.
Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit kia.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, Nail the Score. You can always shoot me an email, k2kdelaneyritko.com. I know some of you prefer to do that, but we always have Pete the Lone Ranger. Oh, we can count on Pete. If it all goes to hell in a handbasket, I am begging him to let me and my crew hang out in his bunker. All right, so now we have whittled down the teams that are left in the NFL. And you've got the Rams and the Packers on Saturday in the NFC Divisional Playoffs. You've got the Ravens and the Bills, AFC Divisional Playoffs. On Sunday, you have the Browns and the Chiefs, AFC, of course, Buccaneers and the Saints. A lot is being made about the old men, and that would be Tom Brady and who that nation come alive, Drew Brees. The line for that game is, here's your big hint, New Orleans gets three, or gives up three, rather. Three, and it's at the Superdome. So the Saints hosting the Buccaneers. A lot of people have been looking forward to this one. They love the idea of this matchup. I think it's interesting. I'll be curious to see what happens with the Ravens and the Bills, because the Bills, this is big for them. What a surprise team. Josh Allen has been superb. But Lamar Jackson is the big scrambler for the Ravens. Anyway, I got to pick a game. So my game is the old dudes, Buccaneers and the Saints. Because, hey, I covered both of those guys in my sports career. And they're both pretty cool. So Buccaneers and the Saints. The over-under in the game, 52. Don't be shy, by the way. We don't have to talk about the Capitol every single second on this show. So you could win some prizes. It's not the Mega Millions, like I said, but pretty sweet. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or send me an email, only till the top of the hour, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And open the phone lines for Sharon. She's calling the bat phone from Maine if she can get through. Let's go to the bunker right now in Texas. Let's go to Pete. Hey Pete.
The sheeple are waking up.
Listen, I just don't like the talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're either one way or the other. One way or the other.
Hooray for capitalism. Let's keep it alive.
Yeah. I agree with that.
3528 Saints.
Oh, we're on the same side of this. I love it. I think it's going to be a good game. Peter, as always, thank you. He is great. He has called this show forever. He is dogged. Pete in Texas says Saints 35-28. What say you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. My favorite guesser is Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro, because I'm sure he's going to be glued to every single one of these games, all four of these games coming up this weekend. So what say you, Nate, Saints or Buccaneers?
You know, I was meaning to watch some football over the past few years that we've done this show. And I guess before the pandemic, I would catch it glancing at the screens at the bar while I was working. But I don't remember any of those games. I know this is going to be a great game, though. It really is. How about let's keep it high. We'll do 42-35. The Saints do it.
The Saints. I love it. Another call out for the Saints. Thank you, Nate. I like how he said, yeah, when I was in those bars, you know, I would glance up and watch what was happening with the football games. And when he said that, immediately what I thought of was I worked in Vegas. I did a sports show out of Vegas it was a thing called Sports Fan Radio. If you're a sports fan or even just curious about some of the nonsense, like getting shot at in Mexico. You got to read my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, because I give more details on that. But I remember being in those, because we did the show from the casinos, and I remember being in the casinos and doing exactly what Nathan said. It was just a wall of TVs everywhere, because gambling, of course, and you had to see all the different games. So what was so interesting was to be in the mix of that and to watch gamblers just freak out in the last minutes of a game or glance over when I was on the air. And we were just talking straight up sports, a little bit about the lines, but mostly it was what was happening in games and stuff. And it was so interesting to watch that dynamic unfold where it was every game imaginable. And during the day, it was every single racetrack, unless there was baseball, because then there would be some baseball that you could just see anywhere in the country. Unless there was something overseas, then maybe there'd be something overseas. But it was so wild to watch from that perspective. So for all our fans listening on 990 AM, the great WGSO, one of our fabulous affiliates in New Orleans, you know I'm going with the Saints. Of course I'm going to pick Drew Brees and the Saints. So I think the Saints, that line is good, 3 points. That'd be tough in this game. It would be really tough to see what you were going to lay there with that 3 points. But I say the Saints take it, and I think the final score is I'm splitting what Nate and Pete said. I'm going to say 38 to 30. I think it's 38 to 30 Saints. It is going to be maybe the best game of the weekend, or maybe it's going to be the big disappointment, right? Because we're building it up so much. And certainly Tampa has a great shot. And it wouldn't be that tight of a line if the wise guys didn't think so. But when I look at Drew Brees and how badly he wants, it's not that Brady doesn't, but looking at a couple of those last games coming, you know, going into the playoffs, I definitely think the Saints win this, but eke it out. I mean, it's going to be just that tight, and we'll see about injuries, because you know the injuries can wreck whatever the game plan is, even if you tweak it and this is the playoffs and you do whatever you can. But I gotta give it to the Saints. They won the South, the NFC South, and I think that they march this one home. And then, I mean, there you go, because you're down to the handful of teams, and you know, then you get to the championship game, and that's it. And then before you know it, there we are at the Super Bowl, which will be very strange this year, very different from, of course, the last time around. And the other games, I'm just going to brush over them. And if anybody sends me their guests, it's locked and loaded, because I always check it right after the show. But Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, the Browns and the Chiefs. So big for the Browns and Kansas City winning the Super Bowl last year. Are you kidding? Pat Mahomes, they're favored by 10 in this one. The Bills are only favored by 2.5, and I think that's a good line for how close they are. And then the Packers, they're hosting the Rams, and they're not quite a touchdown, but 6.5, and that's pretty solid there. I think the Packers are going to have a very big day and win that game, and then it's just a question of, who are they facing? Is it going to be the Saints or is it going to be the Buccaneers? And then you get through the championship game, like I said, the championship games, AFC and NFC, and then the stage is set for the Super Bowl. So, and meanwhile, the other teams are figuring out what they're going to do with possible coaching changes and who are the new folks that are coming in, like the Philadelphia Eagles. They're trying to figure out what's next for them. And so many other teams in the NFC least are worried about what happens next year. Are we going to have cardboard cutouts in the stand? I hope not. I don't think so. I think by training camp that so much of this will be lifted and we'll be talking about more post-pandemic, right? Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks for listening, and good luck to anybody who gets in time for Nail the Score.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.